Okay. Fellas.
So Dave is suddenly pro-government bailout.
It's not. It's not what happened.
Dave is all for government spending.
I don't think that was the conversation as I remember it.
Yes.
Jay?
For the corporations.
You were against government spending, in fact. You were. There were public programs that they were trying to put through to help the people in
what
this tough time.
What public programs?
And you were against them.
What public programs as our wonderful, wonderful corporate
I don't know. You came in telling me about it, and you were upset. You were like, hey, can't stand on these government programs.
They didn't fund
all the bailouts.
They didn't refund SNAP. Nothing more for paycheck protection.
Just so we everyone's clear, Jay is talking about the bill that went through today.
So I'm assuming it passed today. It was
4/23, April 23rd.
It should have passed today, yeah. Basically just an expansion of the small business loans, but still capped. Why you're capping the small business loans if you want to save small business and just providing untold trillions to to corporations to lay off their
workers. Well, the corporations need the money because they're bigger. It's in the name, Jay. Small business. Smaller loans.
Oh my gosh. I've been wrong this whole time.
It's economics 101.
The system works. Dave. How could I have missed this?
Send me to Washington, guys, because I'll explain this whole thing.
Crony capitalism is best capitalism. I'm no longer.
Well, what did they do when it came to the small business loans, Jay? Because I have no idea.
All they did was refunded the program because the program ran out from that whole CARES Act.
Like immediately.
Of course.
All right, fair dues. So far I'm on board.
But
with all your crazy government spending,
they capped it again. Which I just disagree with putting a cap on it, because we're setting ourselves up for this to happen again in two more weeks because. You know, $400 billion is not going to be enough to save all the small businesses. This is what we were talking about. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Like the largest redistribution of wealth in American history.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what we're looking at, because really what's going to happen is all of these small businesses are going to get bought up by big corporations, and that's where all the wealth is going up there.
I think a lot of them are just going to straight up go out of business. I don't know. I mean,
well, that as well.
Yeah, some of that's going to happen, but yeah, we're not going to be able to save all of them.
No, nope.
There's just no way possible. I mean, the fact that they're trying to save some of them, I have to give a thumbs up. Not generally a bailout fan, but if you're going to bail out somebody, small businesses is the way to go.
I don't know how Ruth's Chris classifies this.
Yeah,
business,
that was my
sorry.
Ruth's Chris,
the steakhouse.
Ruth's Chris Steak, the international steakhouse.
Well, wait, is it international?
I went to one in China.
Okay, uh-huh. That's pretty international.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they've only got a couple of locations. It's New York, China.
No, but there's like four in the tri-state.
I think you can have up to like 10 until you're like a large business. They sound pretty small.
And yeah, then
it's weird that you know who they are.
I've never heard of them. I just Shake Shack.
Shake Shack, also apparently a small business.
I've only been to one Shake Shack, and I mean, it was good, but for the price, I was unimpressed.
I've never been, so.
The food was so small. It was
really?
So teeny tiny.
Is there, portions?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a fat burger or something like that.
No, I mean, maybe I got the wrong sandwich, but I feel like I spent like $10 for a cheeseburger, and
that's
it was
bullshit.
Not like the size of a $10 cheeseburger.
Well, they gave their money back after they realized they took a
because they're
oh, well, that's good.
In their magnanimity. So the question is not, it's like, oh, they're so great for giving it back. Not the question is, wow, how did these fucking schemers get this in the first place? Because they're not a fucking small business.
Oh, I don't necessarily blame them. It's the government's fault for allowing them to have that money. If you have
there's fucking Democrats caved and put like the one oversight position they had on it, they gave to a corporate Dem who doesn't want the job. They just put her there. One of the Dems who's a economic populist, like she, it's Katie Porter from California, wanted it, and Pelosi said no, because Katie Porter is like kind of like an Elizabeth Warren who will go after
Pelosi
this shit.
Fights for the people. How dare you?
No, she doesn't.
Maybe we're not talking about the same heroic woman.
Yeah, Dave, I'm sure you qualify her as a hero.
I love her.
Sure.
I love all of them.
Dave, the whole swamp. Dave's suddenly in love with the corporate Dems again.
I'm a big swamp
Dave,
lover.
You're back to the Democratic Party.
You know what? They swayed me with some of their classier decisions lately.
What? What classy decisions.
Well, the sidelining of Bernie Sanders showed a certain consistency that I like.
It did show a consistency.
Slow but steady. That's my policy. And if you're going to, that's steady. That is steady right there.
That is
incremental,
on target.
They are incrementalists in their shift to the right. Absolutely. They have been consistently that for 30 years.
here's the interesting thing about Shake Shack. Well, it's obviously not a small business.
Yeah.
Every business is in trouble right now, including Shake Shack.
I'm sure no one's
going to their restaurants. They're probably doing only pickup, whatever they're dealing with. But like if the money was there, like I totally understand them like reaching for it. The government's giving everybody money because we're all having problems. Oh well,
I don't
it
get
looks
why
like
they
we
didn't...
qualify.
Corporation's got a corporation.
It's a numbers game.
It's their nature.
There was a fund for
donate the player
for that though.
Donate
and
the corporation.
Why didn't they go there?
For what?
For the game. There were two separate funds passed in the CARES Act. There was the small business, and then there was the one for corporations.
Yeah, fucking, I'd file for both. Yeah. See which one the government gives you.
But I'm wondering if it's because the one for corporations did have more restrictions on it in terms of like buybacks and shit like that. Mm. So I'm wondering if that's why they opted to go for the small business one. I don't know.
I mean, that makes sense. Someone clearly made that decision if they didn't apply for both.
Yes.
But somebody looked at it and said, the government's giving away money. Based on this, we qualify. What would be the most advantageous loan to go for?
Oh, yeah, you go for it.
The small business loan.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to apply for that. And that's the theory with all government spending, because government spending is infinite. That's why government contractors are just like, that's why that's such a sweet fucking gig, because it's the problem with only having one player at the fucking game. But it'll be fine.
No, this is going to be real bad.
Yeah, it's going to be real
bad. This is going to be worse than 2008.
Oh, yeah.
I think...
We'll see. I'm not sure about that.
Because I feel like it's going to impact more... I don't know, actually. I don't know. I feel like this is setting up for... At least in 2008, you had a decent amount of people who had some money saved away, that you know? But you've just started recovering from the... probably like 2015, right? It took to get the market kind of fully back on track. And under Trump, we've done well economically in certain regards.
I've had a few good years.
Yeah, but I think that people are not clawed back to where they were. I don't think people as a whole are where they were pre-2008. I think they're still worse off, which is why I think this is going to be worse.
You might be right about that. I have an inkling that that difference may be marginal, but you may be entirely correct. I don't know if this is going to be quite as bad, just because there's such a will and a want to get through this. Like, nobody is out of work because they can't find work.
Right.
Everyone's out of work because they can't go to work. You know, if we can find if we can produce sufficient amounts of accurate testing, or if we can come up with some sort of vaccine that's even partially effective.
Or treatment, even.
Right. And we, so to get that death toll down, you may get sick, but
we do have something now.
That number down sub 1% or sub 1% of 1%, whatever your threshold is.
Like we said last week, it's not going to go away. Like, it's not going to be like polio where we're just going to magically make it go away. It's going to be around forever.
Well, we could, but I don't think so. Mm. Yeah. I mean, maybe somebody's got the magic bullet for this, but that's doubtful.
Doesn't seem like
it.
It's going
to
take a while,
realistic scenarios, we have to adjust to a new normal. There's going to be new safety precautions put in place by everybody. Mm. I mean, Christine's taking our dog to the vet tomorrow. Like, what is my option? I just sit around thinking, oh, my dog might be sick and it could be serious and, you know, it could not be, but I'll risk that. Or we take precautions and take the dog to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
They already told us, hey, you stay outside, you wear gloves and a mask, we send somebody out to you, that person brings the dog in, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Like, so they have procedures in place to make this a viable thing. So I think once all that starts to kind of shake out and we realize that we can at least function on a partially sustainable basis with precautions and hopefully with some more effective treatment, I think we're going to come out of this a lot quicker than we did in 2008.
Yeah, I see on that one. Because you're right. Like, that will to get back to normal is there.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
And I'm impressed that, frankly, I mean... There's a bunch of crazy assholes out there, and
definitely want to talk about that.
But overall, I'm impressed by the ability of us as a country
to most everybody be
socially distant,
pretty reasonable and, about this.
Yeah.
I think 80-some% of there's a recent Wall Street Journal or something like that. 80-some% of people.
You trust Wall Street now?
Bipartisan.
Just listen to this guy. He's a Wall Street lover. Loves the Wall Street. Go, go on,
Jay. I knew Jay, but...
Tell us what Wall Street told you.
But the poll of people showed that 80-something percent want the government to continue restrictions and like how we are because this is more important. But I think that something that's going to be, I mean, interesting from a sad sense is going to be what happens when we all start going, when people start going back to work, and are these companies going to use the layoffs as a chance to trim, and are they going to hire? I would imagine they're not hiring everybody back. I think that that would be a little bit of a worry to me, is if you're not bringing back, and that's why originally, like that's why I still think that these any bailout, the government should have been paying for people to keep their employees. That way, when it's time to reopen the economy, it's ready, set, go, right? Not like now, oh, you have to reapply for your job and you have to hope that you get this job. And now it puts a whole nother wave of anxiety and a slimming down of the economy, because corporations are trying to streamline as much as possible. That's the whole point, right? To make as much money as possible. You're going to do that with as little people as possible. So if suddenly they find that this is a way to cut people, I worry that that unemployment rate doesn't go down as fast as...
This may have accelerated a trend
that
was already in play because of things like increasing minimum wages and things like that.
Automation, the Yang thing.
I think you are going to see a lot of automation. Yeah. I mean, if you're a company right now and you're not trying to figure out how to get by on less employees, on fewer employees, I don't know what you're doing. Like, you have to be, because you have fewer employees.
Right, of course. Like
they're just that you can't get them where you need them, so and there's not as much demand for them, so you have less of them. So if you're not trying to get things done without them, then, I mean, you've probably shut your doors by now. So, yeah, I think that's definitely a trend you're going to see more of. I don't know what you do about that. That's...
Yeah, I think that's why I'm worried that this is going to be worse, because to me, the die's been cast on that. I don't think there's... What you did about that was a month ago when you passed CARES, you put provisions in to mandate that they keep their employees in. I don't think there's...
Yes.
I think we're well past that. Yeah. And that's what's really scary to me for people who've lost their jobs. And we're up to 30 million Americans who are now on unemployment as of today.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the scary part to me.
Because
you can't do anything.
You're absolutely rightfully scared, but I think you're going to see a lot of those people who are going to have to change careers, change jobs. I mean, shit, if you worked in a restaurant, I mean, that restaurant may be doing, you know, delivery business, but that specific restaurant may be out of business.
Yeah.
I was going to a gym. That gym is closed. The guy was like, we're done.
Like,
I'm not. Yeah,
temporarily, like, we're done.
Yeah, we're not coming back. So, you know, not that they had like 300 employees or anything, but there were a couple people who worked at that gym who are going to have to find another gym to work at.
Right.
Luckily, they're all, you know, young kids in and around high school, college age, so they got a lot of opportunities. I'm sure that they'll, you know, they're not older folks who, I mean, if you lose your job and you're 50, 55 years old, it's hard to find a good paying job.
Yes,
people That's why age is like a discriminatory, a protected class, because people don't like old people. I mean, I don't like old people. I'm almost an old person, and I still don't like them.
Then it just becomes self-loathing, Dave.
That's fine. I'm ready.
I'm very familiar with that.
Jay's been doing it his whole life. Yeah, there's but I do think a lot of those people are going to adjust, and you're just going to find people finding different jobs. And that happens whenever there's like a major shakeup in the economy, like every time automation becomes a thing. Like from the horse to the printing press to you know, the Industrial Revolution to the computer revolution, like it keeps happening. Somehow we've managed up till now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting, because I think there is. I do Yang's UBI. I take issue with certain aspects of it, but like he did raise a very valid point in that when it's all automated. Yeah, this is something we're going to have to confront probably within our lifetimes, where mounting unemployment, and how do we solve that due to automation?
I'll tell you what I do like about UBI is that it's universal.
Yes.
The fact that everybody gets whatever it is,
precisely.
Let's say it's $1,000
yep.
a month just to start you out. Like Bill Gates gets $1,000.
Exactly.
Yeah. If he wants to take it and spend it, that's fine, or you can donate it or do whatever with it. But it does add a certain egalitarianness to it. Mm-hmm. Like we're all on one team. So listen, let's chip in to a fund that we all get $1,000 out of every month.
Makes sense.
As social programs go, if we're talking about automation, I don't hate it. I've heard worse.
Yeah, no, I like it. I don't like that his proposal cut social programs for UBI, and that was my one issue with it.
How's that? Wait, what? Yang's?
It cut. Fucking shit. Was it SNAP? Or no. How did he do it? Fucking shit. No, it did cut.
He didn't do it while fucking shit. I guarantee you, he was a professional presidential candidate.
I want the UBI on top of everything else. Like that we have right now. I don't think we should cannibalize anything in our system.
No, I don't. Yeah.
And Yang's program did. It kept Social Security. It kept Medicare. It kept... I should know this. There were like two things that it cut. Or did it take the funds out of? Was that what I mean? Like... No, I want to look it up.
I was actually trying to find if I saved it. I don't think I did. But... So I was running some numbers on the because there's like a proposal in place now that's never going to pass where everyone gets $2,000 a month.
Yeah, that's from Jayapal and
yeah, I've heard of that.
So let's say you do $2,000 a month. We do 12 months in a year, $24,000 times. What's your best estimate for number of Americans? I like to go with around 350.
Yeah, it's around there.
Right, because you got to factor in undocumented immigrants. And no one really knows, so I think 350 is a fair amount. So for 1 year, you're talking about 8.4E12, which as we all know.
Oh, boy. We're getting into scientific notation.
So, the 12s are the number of zeros, right? So how much is 12 zeros?
That's
trillion.
Is it?
No. It's 6 million,
like
9 billion,
or quadrillion?
Billion. 12 trillion. 12 is trillion. So we're talking about 8.4 trillion.
Yeah.
So currently, that's almost three times the size of the current entire U.S. budget.
Yes.
Fair enough.
So while I don't entirely hate the idea of some sort of support system like universal basic income, so that the poor of us, the least fortunate of us, can at least have some sort of safety net available to them. I don't know. When you say I don't know how we're going to pay for this, I don't know how we're going to pay for this. Because even if you're someone who's like, we spend all this money on bombs, this is way more than the money we spend on bombs.
Yes, yeah, that is.
And the money we spend on health insurance and social programs like unemployment already is way more than we spend on bombs already. And this is way more than all that put together. So we got to figure something out for that.
There might be higher taxes.
I'm willing to have a conversation. How much higher, Brandon?
Not on you.
Not on me.
Not on you.
Well, first of all, Jay, you don't know how much money I make, so
I could be
bringing in a lot of money, pal.
Wow, glad you had us fooled.
Yeah. Wait.
It's the VAT. Well, for Yang's, it's the VAT tax, that value added thing.
You'd have to explain that to me in detail.
It's a tax on like certain the idea behind it is it taxes certain luxury items that like rich people buy more, so they're paying more. That's how it's supposed to be, like a form of wealth tax almost.
That's interesting.
Here.
So like private jets have like a higher tax.
Right. Yeah. Staples such as groceries and clothing are excluded, but like luxury items will have it. So you'll pay
I'd need to know what a luxury item is. Like, is a TV a luxury item?
It does not say.
Because that's
plan.
Like what a luxury item is very important. In
right.
That. But
right.
But I don't hate the idea. I mean, we do already decide that we're going to spend or we're going to tax different things differently. Like you have a sin tax on liquor and cigarettes and all that.
Yep.
I mean, I hate to say rich people can afford it.
Rich people can afford it.
But they're people, you see, like you and me. Like, I just...
No, they're lizards.
Like, to hating rich people is no different than hating poor people. No. So, like, I just don't see how I have a right to their money any more than they have a right to my money.
My logic, well, the corporations, I guess.
Corporations are different. Yeah. Corporations, despite popular opinion, are not people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're making your money off of, so let's just use Elon Musk because he's rich as fuck, right?
Who?
Musk.
You someone I'd know.
Or Bezos.
God damn it, Dave.
Dave, give me a billionaire you know.
I know you know who that is.
Is Bill Gates still a billionaire?
Bill Gates is still a billionaire.
Okay, Bill Gates from the 90s.
Can't
he was a billionaire
him
back when billionaires were billionaires. Now everyone's a billionaire.
So
talk about a real billionaire,
you can,
Bill Gates.
You can use the...
OG billionaire. Him and the Rockefellers.
He is an OG billionaire. Right?
He is.
He uses like the transportation networks, used all of our infrastructure to make his money. Like, not obviously not just to make his money, but he was, by having all the infrastructure we had in place, he was an exponentially higher beneficiary of that infrastructure that is provided by the government than you or I are, who just use the infrastructure to commute to work. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, didn't he use the infrastructure to commute to work? I mean, he started in a garage.
Right, but then he used
so
that.
I guess his, not. But
no, his company used that infrastructure to ship products and services everywhere. Right. So,
but he, I know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
And I don't entirely disagree. I know what you're saying, but the thing is that he also his taxes contributed disproportionately to the building and maintenance of those facilities because we already tax him so much more.
Yeah.
The top 10% provide something like 80% of the tax benefit of the country.
Yeah, they're paying 35, is there?
That number might not be entirely 45? Correct. What, at the federal level on...
Is it 45?
That I think is the base federal level for like the highest tax bracket.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, which doesn't include your state taxes, which depends on where you live, doesn't include sales tax, doesn't include tax the additional taxes we levy on things
taxes.
Like sin tax. Depends on where you live.
Yeah,
the sales tax in different states is different.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these people are being taxed more than 50%. And I can't get behind anything that makes you work more for the government than you do for yourself. 50% is where I draw my
50%
line.
50% is your line?
At the tax. Yeah. I'm willing to put a line right there in the sand and just say 50%. I don't like people working more for the government than they do for themselves.
I don't.
Why would I keep working? I would shut my business down halfway through the year and just go on holiday.
But these people aren't paying the full. Well, corporations aren't. I guess people.
Corporations
are. We're having two different discussions.
Yeah, then. That's really because like.
You want to see? I feel like again, this is on my list of things we can all agree on, which is corporations need to pay their taxes.
Yes. Yes.
Because I think that would close this a lot
I
of this
think
gap
so too,
that we're talking about with this $8.4 trillion.
Yes.
Not a problem you have with that is corporations are easily moved. That's why they move themselves into tax havens and things like that. So how do you have to protect against that in some way.
I like the idea of not a dime of government money gets given to any corporation who... I guess this is more of a Republican economic protectionism, but...
Love it.
But I am a big fan of not a dime in government spending, government bailouts, anything like this would ever get given to a corporation that uses tax havens, that is located somewhere not in the United States, like these Carnival,
like Ireland or whatever.
All these fucking cruise ships who have been using ports, who are registered in ports of call in a bunch of different countries because they pay lower money. They're getting this bailout money and they should absolutely not be.
Oh, agree entirely.
And I think that might be, I'm not like an economy dude, but like to me, you get nothing from the government. If you want to do this tax haven bullshit, that's fine. We don't give you anything.
Here's the thing about economic protectionism. It's only useful for one thing. Because if you're a true free marketer and you want efficient markets, economic protectionism is silly because it's, remember the graphs I sent you? It eliminates opportunities, which then put people in worse situations than they would be.
But you know I'm not a true free marketer.
But here's where economic protectionism, even if you are a free marketer, is useful as a fucking cudgel to get people to do what you want them to do. So that in situations where you are literally, we are acknowledging that we are going to affect the market in a potentially negative way, but it's worth it to get people to behave in a manner that's going to bring in tax dollars or whatever it is. Or like in the case of China, that's why I don't hate what we do with China in the form of economic protectionism because they've been doing it to us for like 50 years. So it's like, all right, listen, it's bad when China does it. It's bad when we do it. And when we both do it, it's even worse.
Because it seems like that takes out.
But if you, it might be the only way to stop China from doing it is if we do it right back. So economic protectionism as a tool, as a, I hate to say weapon, but as a fucking weapon.
It is.
I think against corporations, absolutely.
Against corporations or foreign powers.
Yeah.
I think it's a totally legit form. If it stops missiles from being fired, I'm in favor of it.
Yeah. I think if we're going to say to corporations, like, you get to benefit from all of our shit, but you don't have to pay any taxes. You don't have to do, like, fuck you. No, you don't get anything. Fuck you. You don't even get to use our roads. Like, I would go that. I would literally go that far.
Yeah.
I would make your own roads. Pave your own roads.
Oh,
go,
my gosh. They're going to create their own roads.
They will.
Then we're creating jobs.
We are creating jobs, Jay. You know what? That's a good point.
If you
Unless
wanna...
those jobs are owned by robots.
But if you want to benefit from the shit that we pay for as taxpayers, and you don't want to give anything back to that, you just want to make money as a corporation, like, fuck you. No, you don't get to use any of it. You don't get to use the USPS. You don't get to ship anything through that.
I think you have to pay them anyway. I'm still unclear as to whether they're privatized or not.
We've had this conversation before.
It's a weird, yeah. I think they're going to run out of. I think they're publicly funded. I think we just fund them.
We publicly fund everything.
It's the most popular government institute. I couldn't find anything about it being privately funded. I admittedly didn't read into it too much while I was trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with the USPS. I'm still not 100% clear. Just that, like,
let me guess, they want money.
They need money because they need to.
All knowing just can't handle money.
So there was
the U.S.
some,
government.
Yep.
There's some provision that was put in that they have to pay or have or be able to pay 75 years of pension at any given time.
Oh.
And it was like a tea, I think it was a Tea Party thing.
That's interesting.
It's a libertarian thing. It's like, let's fucking get the government out of this. So we're going to make this insane provision. And I think that's, if I was reading it right, that's where the problem is. Like, because it's the only government agency, it's the only agency of any kind that has to deal with that. And it was put in as like a fucking, like a ticking time bomb almost.
Hmm.
Like, this will eventually make us defund the fucking postal service, the USPS.
And here we are.
Well, I'm still super confused as to what that actually means in the long run. It sounds like we're helping the working man.
I don't think so.
With this well-funded pension. You think postal workers are fucking reaping the benefits? They need a pension just like anybody else,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying.
That sounds like we're keeping money in the Social Security Fund rather than using it as a slush fund.
God.
No, I have no idea. I have no idea what the post office, what that provision, even. It's the first time I've heard of
Any
it.
Any of our listeners who are postal workers, please clear this up.
Yeah, hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what your pension looks like and if you need 75 years worth of it in there and why that's important.
It's like, it's just some insane fucking thing. That's what it seems like to me, was it was some insane fucking thing meant to just, like, eventually we'll destroy the government from the inside, which is kind of that Tea Party mentality.
Tea Party, you mean like Robin Hood?
Oh, we were going to talk about something else.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Sorry, did I take the turn too early?
No, I was going to say Tea Party, like the same people who've been protesting.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
All right, so later when I say Tea Party, you mean like Robin Hood?
Yeah, we'll do that.
That was a callback. We'll just do a cut.
You'll do a cut, it'll be great.
Just do a hard cut.
You got this.
All right? Okay, so anyway, Tea Party, like those people who were protesting?
Yep.
Yes, funny you bring up those crazy AstroTurf protests. Well, yeah. Semi-AstroTurf protests.
What is an AstroTurfed protest?
AstroTurf is like...
opposite of grassroots.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's clever.
I like it. Yeah, basically paid for by, like, you know, like the Tea Party was partially grassroots to an extent. You could make that argument, but it was AstroTurf by the Koch brothers back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
All those fucking whack jobs.
Sure.
Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan and all them. But this has been AstroTurfed by the...
What's the name of the...
Some fucking family in Illinois.
The Doerr brothers. I know
Doerr
that.
Doerr. Yeah.
And I don't know much about them, but I'm trying to learn.
They're obviously assholes.
From what I understand, Republicans don't even like them. They are what they call them patriots, like PAY. Because they're just the griftiest of grifters. And even like Republicans are like, grifters? Whoa.
Who are they?
Apparently, this family that literally started multiple Facebook campaigns, which is astroturfing, to get these protest lockdown movements going these past couple weeks.
Yeah. They do these things with any big movement. This is so... There's a good podcast.
James O'Keefe was in it, by the way.
Worst Year Ever did an episode on the protests this week.
I gotta listen.
And they were talking about that this is a group who, like, anytime there's some, like, big movement like this, like anti-vax, they'll astroturf all these Facebook pages, and their goal is to collect information, phone numbers and all that.
Right, because you sign up for, like, a mailing list or something.
And now you've got a huge donor list that you can call, and now you can just collect money from these people. So that's kind of the idea behind
it. It's a really good idea. It's a really good idea. No wonder the Democrats lose everything.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Never mind.
So it's a lot of manufactured outrage. And then also Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education,
yes.
her husband or something, her family is involved in this.
Wait.
So there's ideas informally tied to the Trump re-election campaign.
It's great for the Trump re-election campaign.
Yeah, because they're the ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm not following all this, but okay. Yeah. There's these Doar brothers.
The Doar brothers are one group, and then DeVos, the Secretary of Education, her husband is like some dude, right? Clearly,
he's the head of Amway. He's the head of Amway.
And so
Amway, like the pyramid scheme,
correct?
Yes.
That makes so much sense,
right? Isn't it? And her brother is basically Satan incarnate, Eric Prince. Mr. I'm going to start every private military I can and sell it off to any countries that want it. You want a navy? I'll make a navy for you. I'll just buy fucking runoff stuff from the U.S. military. Eric Prince is a fucking lord of war, and he's a disgusting, disgusting human being. I've heard many accounts of his life.
He sounds like a smart man, too. I've seen that Lord of War movie with...
With Nick Cage.
Nick Cage as Lord of War.
He was great. That was a great movie.
He was as Nick Cage. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was good. Okay, so I like this guy.
No, Eric Prince is a ghoul.
I'm on board.
A scary guy.
Like Nick Cage in that movie.
No, this guy is...
He, like, killed his own brother or something.
This guy's more legit. Like, he was the head of Blackwater.
He's more legit than Nick Cage.
He started Blackwater and all the PMCs that we use.
Oh, I've heard of Blackwater.
Yeah.
Oh, his marketing is fantastic.
No. I don't know where you get your news.
Well, you've heard of them, right?
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Not in the greatest of light.
Very popular.
It was for government contracts for a while.
That's right.
Until they rebranded it.
When you're going to start a private war, you got to have private armies, Brandon.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Come on.
Foolish me.
That reminds me of a movie we once watched, Robin Hood 2018, which reminds me of this other Robin Hood movie.
There you go.
Or do we have something else?
No,
I was going to say, I just think it's interesting that these people are protesting for other people to come back to
more so.
Because, like, you see these signs from these protests, and it's like, I want to go get my hair cut.
Literally, have you seen that?
Like, that's a sign. And it's like, okay, so you don't want to go back to work. You want somebody else to go back to work so they can service you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
those people are clearly idiots.
Yes.
There's you don't get to demand other people go back to work. Unless they're public servants, in which case you do.
But we are
Jay,
working.
Get back to work.
I'm off contract.
Are you working right now?
No.
I demand you get back to
work.
Fuck you. You're a public servant. I can do that. I'm within my rights.
But yeah, so it's funny to look at these fucking and to see some of the nurses, like, who've been standing up to the protesters and, like, counter-protesting, just kind of standing there holding their ground, while these Karens just shout at them.
Yep.
like, there's this great video of a nurse dude is just, like, standing, because they jammed the streets of Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and
blocked ambulances.
Yeah, blocked ambulances in. So these nurses just, like, stood in the crosswalk and blocked the cars, like fucking, like, Tiananmen Square shit.
Yep.
And then these Karens are just yelling at them out the window, go back to China!
They're literally,
Literally.
Yeah.
Are they Chinese?
No!
That doesn't make any sense.
They're just ignorant. These people who are yelling are ignorant.
These folks are incoherent.
They're ignorant.
Yes, they are.
Huh. And you say they're protesting.
They're protesting. Mm-hmm. They brought some Nazi flags.
Protesters are always so sensible.
Yes.
So understanding. So coherent.
Well, the Nazi
shocking.
Flags gave it away.
That it was a protest, or
they're coherent and understanding, and not at all have some sort of weird ulterior motive that perhaps is like a second civil war where they kind of want to kill people.
Really, that's 2 weeks in a row that my phone has rang during this podcast, and I apologize. This time it wasn't even a number I knew.
Doing it earlier, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. It's probably somebody, the Doar Brothers, looking for a donation. I signed up for
something. God damn it, Dave.
I don't know.
Liberate New Jersey.
Something like that. I say, you put liberate in the title. I sign it. Doesn't matter.
It's like that line of thinking, though, is what most of these people are about. Like,
oh, of course.
Like, oh, yeah. Freedom, patriots. I am one. Yep. Liberate. Yeah. Sign. Here's my bank info. Like, they don't, they're very.
Well, that's how, and well, that's being how a Republican like mailers
else,
work.
You have to be a responsible patriot, just like you have to be a responsible anything
yeah.
else.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't just sign up for random mailing lists, guys, unless it's from the NRA, because they're protecting our rights. Anyway, what were you saying, Jay?
I was going to say, that's what the Republicans, like all the mailers from the RNC start with, attention, patriots.
Yeah.
It's just an interesting, because that's what appeals to a certain brand of voter, is just, oh,
absolutely.
You're just going to call, I'm a patriot because you called me a patriot and I feel good about myself. I don't need to do any of the responsibilities that come with being a patriot,
yeah.
or I don't actually need to know what that means.
It also identifies with their yeah. their image of themselves
yes. Yeah. Yes.
As patriots,
yes.
as opposed to non-patriots.
Yes.
You know.
Well, because anybody who
Democrats
doesn't agree with them,
is
well,
a,
fuck
yeah.
the Democrats. Fuck them both.
See, that's the thing. I don't even necessarily think it's anybody who disagrees with them. I think it's specifically Democrats.
I think it's more so. Yeah, I think so.
The Republicans are a very open people, as long as you're not a Democrat. Yes. A dirty, dirty Democrat.
Socialist.
Well, yeah, but all socialists are Democrats.
I'm not a Democrat.
Oh, well, Jay, that's a good point. You were, though. You were. It's,
there was like, I transitioned. I was
right.
transitioned.
I mean, so did I. Yeah. But it's... Whatever, Democrat.
We've
okay, Democrat.
Oh, that's so mean.
Bold of you to assume I'm a liberal, Dave. That's absolutely bold of you.
Oh, that's my new okay boomer. I'm just gonna be talk to people. Just okay, Democrat.
Okay, Democrat.
Whatever, Democrat.
God.
No, but I don't think most of them know that there's anything left of the political spectrum besides Democrats. I think that yeah. people just
oh, I'm sure they don't.
Yeah.
Because just like a lot of Democrats and liberals don't know there's anything right of the spectrum
yes,
other
exactly.
than Nazis
exactly. yes.
or white supremacists. Or
mm-hmm.
yeah. Speaking of white supremacists.
Interesting.
Robin.
No,
these pivots are just getting harder and harder.
Different, not the one.
So if you're thinking that you want some universal basic income, then maybe you'd relate to a character named Prince John, who also was big on taxation.
No.
Anyway.
That's fake news, Dave.
Robin. Rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't have a script.
I mean, I could always be louder. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, Robin Hood, the Disney classic.
2018. We're doing 2018.
Jay wants to do a repeat.
This is the new podcast. We're just going to talk about Robin Hood 2018.
Every episode.
Yeah, every episode, so buckle up.
Wow. I can see our viewership skyrocketing already. Listenership. No one can see us. Which is good, because due to... you know, being quarantined, none of us has showered in at least 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's a horrible
what?
It's a horrible stench in here, gentlemen. I'm glad that you guys are not on the.
I shower
the 2 week.
No,
Jay and I are doing the 2 weeks.
I mean, your hair does look naturally oily and luscious. It's very natural. It looks
it's good for it.
It looks good. That's what they say.
It's natural oils.
Yeah,
yep.
You don't have to shower.
The hippies.
Gross.
They had it right.
Gross.
They had something figured out.
Gross.
Yep.
But yeah, this week we watched Robin Hood. Was it 1974 or something?
It was definitely in the 70s.
Yes, it was.
But yeah. It was...
it was all right.
It was a furry bonanza.
It was.
It
totally
man,
was.
Man, oh
yeah.
Man. Brandon, were
you
right?
So
Brandon
just
was literally rock hard the entire
I felt...
movie. The whole movie.
I felt very aroused by a number of these animals,
just
Brandon, so
hour...
you think you were correct.
Well, now you get it. Now you start to see it from my side. No.
No, it was...
And I think even some listeners who know me well enough can remember or respect that I always am interested and appreciate different subcultures. So just because I know a little bit about furries does not immediately make me one, but...
Not immediately. I mean, it's certainly a leap to go from somebody who's really... interested and knowledgeable about the community
enjoy the way
to
you
somebody who's
staff.
Actually a member.
I'm interested in subcultures.
I enjoy the way you
I try to know, as like, I like subcultures.
I'm interested in subcultures.
A variety of subcultures that I may not be a member of.
Yeah, man.
I just I think
they're cool. Like, I think subcultures in general, most of them, like, there are a few that are gross, but
a lot of subcultures.
Just in general, I think I am fascinated by subcultures. So I have in my experience tried to talk to people from different subcultures, try to understand
them. Have you met a furry?
Yes.
I've never talked to a furry.
Why
I know
do you sound
couple,
unsure
yeah.
about that? Because I feel like you'd be positive. They'd be dressed as an animal.
They weren't really out about it, but I've known a couple.
Okay.
I see.
But yeah, like. I don't know. I think it's fascinating. But if you guys
and
want to just call
me a friend,
it's fine.
That this movie was an influence
no,
on
I'm
them?
Just, my argument was you were saying Peter Pan was just because they were wearing fursuits.
Right. Uh-huh.
And it's not so much about wearing a fursuit. It's about anthropomorphized
yeah.
animals, which is
right.
more what we're seeing in this. And
right.
And, stuff.
And I get what you're saying. Yeah. But what I'm saying is the kids in Peter Pan were anthropomorphizing animals by wearing furry suits just like furries do.
Yeah, if you want to look at
they
it
that, were the first furries.
Yeah, that's what I was. If you want to say like, oh, these people are portraying real life furries, sure, go
the,
ahead.
The
that's fine.
Furry.
But in your case, it's not what got you into being a furry. I get it, yeah, Brandon. Right, yeah. You were more of a Robin Hood fan, and with good reason. This is a fantastic movie,
right?
Yeah, it was a
fan
movie.
No, it was an okay movie.
Whoa, Jay had some problems with Rob. What?
It was just.
I mean, first of all, there was no Afghanistan war. so
you're gonna have problems with a lot. Movies,
yeah,
there was no stand-in for George Bush.
If your only criteria is that it's not 2018's Robin Hood, then you're gonna
yeah.
be very disappointed.
Yeah, welcome to all my new movie takes.
Jay's living in a new world. Like,
you need to replace Jay.
His eyes were opened.
No, it's just like it wasn't as good as I remember it. I remember liking this movie a lot as a kid.
I remember liking it too.
And on looking back on it, it was just like it wasn't a bad movie. But it wasn't like when I rewatched Animated Aladdin, another movie that I really liked as a kid, I was like, yeah, no, this movie still okay. is good. This one I'm like,
It was a painfully average movie.
It really was.
Okay. A painfully average Disney film. Like, it was just middle of the road.
I mean, that's entirely fair. I mean, I didn't love it. I remember enjoying it as a kid. Obviously, it's a kid's movie.
Yes.
But
big time.
Parts of it were still good, and parts of it were memorable. And a lot of it was probably nostalgia for me as well. But I definitely didn't think it was a bad movie by any means.
No.
I mean, it tells a competent story. Mm-hmm. It's obviously very goofy. I mean, Prince John, his whole thing. But like, there's subtle, like things in there that are not like Prince John's crown, the fact that like mm-hmm. it doesn't fit him
yeah.
is just like it's just kind of a silly thing for a kid, but as an adult you're like, oh, is the crown's too like mm-hmm. the responsibility
yes.
outweighs his heavy. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there was some stuff in there that I liked. The anthropomorphized furry situation, obviously, like yourself, Brandon, is a lot of fun. You know, anytime you have people as animals, it's like,
you know,
oh,
I'm on board, you know, I'm in, it's, like,
yeah.
it's usually,
yeah. A vixen,
female fox,
yeah.
I did not know that was the word for a female fox,
oh, yeah.
Interesting, you guys were both in the know on that,
did know that, yeah. You didn't know that?
Thank that local author for that.
I mean, maybe I did, but I that certainly local artist forgot who
that, I forget, the, I don't even remember his name, but he had like the foxes and he always like did paintings of foxes around, like. Bleep bleep, and you know, like the park up there, and local places, and he would always come to the school book fairs and everything. Had signed this.
Oh, maybe
big
that's
books.
What it is from. Maybe yeah. that's where I learned it from.
Yeah, I think
interesting.
So. I have a couple of books. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I do feel like I somehow
I
remember
can't remember his name for the life of me, but I have like two books. And
well, you'll get me a link, and I'll put it in the show
sure.
notes.
Yeah.
Some artist. He does foxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
people like any local listeners will remember who I'm talking about, probably.
I did not know the vixen situation.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to see in the credits, the vixen. Like, oh, that's kind of sexist. All the rest of them are just animals.
No, this one.
And she's a whore. You just described her as kind of a whore.
Now you gotta wonder where that etymology, like how that transferred from.
Someone was boning foxes.
David.
I don't think you have to wonder at all, Brandon.
It's just 1 + 1 equals somebody fucking
one
a
plus
fox.
1 equals someone's banging
fucking
foxes.
A fox.
It's, I don't think it's a stretch. I don't think it's as much of a stretch as you not being a furry. It's certainly.
Oh, man. Jay, you all right?
Jay, you okay?
He lost his water bottle under the table. Technical difficulties.
It's like literally right in the middle of
you poor bastard. I've never seen someone operate a rocking chair more poorly. And I said I was old earlier
yeah,
in the podcast. Just remember.
That was 6 months on you.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. You could, it shows, Jay.
But so, yeah, this movie was all right.
It was fun. A lot of the music numbers were cute. I like the marching. I like the way the animals all kind of moved
differently.
I think
the animation was very good.
Yeah, the animation was on point.
The plot was just kind of low stakes and kind of eh.
Yeah, but fun. Like the low stakes of it was like the whole thing revolved around the tournament, the archery tournament. Like there's no real political Prince John is robbing the realm dry, taxing them dry, and it's kind of an afterthought.
No, I mean,
he kind of goes off.
I think they played
on,
that off pretty well.
Like getting off stealing money from people.
Oh, there's the one scene where it's the rabbits. It's the rabbits.
Yeah.
That's the poor. And the
there's that. And then Prince John talks about like enjoying taking taxes from the.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
I guess it's definitely not as overstated as it is in other Robin Hood movies, but no, it's definitely there. And then the with the poorhouse scene where the rabbit is, or the roosters.
Oh yeah, at the end they're all in the poorhouse.
Yeah, everybody's in the poorhouse and the rooster's singing the song.
So what happens when you don't pay your taxes, guys? Just remember, we start getting this universal basic income on.
Was the rooster also in the poorhouse?
The rooster is this weird meta character.
He's not really in the movie.
Did anybody notice
there?
It and was like,
yeah, he was there.
Could you stop singing about our misery for a minute? Like, we're trying to eat this tiny little morsel of cookie. And this rooster's just like, oh, life sucks.
That's the blues, Jay. That's the origin of the blues.
It's the origin of the blues.
Is that rooster?
Well, you sit around strumming about how bad things are.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong, Brandon.
Yeah, that's true. That's where it comes from.
But the whole, even that, that's like the down, like the sad part of the movie.
Yeah.
And I suppose the part where they're going to hang Friar Tuck, which is all kind of the same part, I guess. It's they're going to hang Friar Tuck in that instance. And it's the night before, and that's when they do the big rescue scene. But like even throughout all that, they're dealing with these incompetent villains, like the Sheriff of Nottingham, most incompetent character.
Totally.
Just Robin Hood blows smoke up his ass the whole movie, which is just hilarious to watch as an adult. Because as a kid, you just kind of laugh it off.
Mm-hmm.
But then as an adult, you look at it and you're like, this sheriff's fucking terrible.
Yep. Yeah.
His assistant, Nutsy and Trigger. Like
the buzzards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No wonder Robin Hood walked all over these assholes.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be half competent.
And they had the rhinos, but like they seemed like the only law enforcement was just this sheriff and two vultures.
Oh, they had lots of like soldiers.
Soldiers,
but all
the
soldiers did was kind of like knock things down.
That was their yeah.
Yeah. There wasn't really, they didn't fight or defend the prison or any of that shit.
Nope.
Prince John was a great character.
He's funny as hell.
Enjoying Prince John. Yeah, the crying kid. Mm-hmm. And Sir Hiss?
Yes.
Sir Hiss.
Yeah.
Apparently, his character was modeled after a real king. I forget which one. James the First, maybe? Who was apparently, like, just crazy coddled and just, like, a totally inept idiot.
Oh, Prince John.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm sure there have been more than a few.
I'm sure, yeah.
Oh, with inbreeding and all.
I was going to say,
you would imagine.
Shallow gene pool.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, just for being spoiled bitches.
That too.
You grew up as a prince.
Yeah.
I mean, you think it's hard to raise a normal kid.
Yeah.
I don't know if those kings and queens are actually raising their kids.
No, that's the thing.
That's what makes it even harder. You're running a kingdom at the same time. Jeez, man. You don't have to see your kid until they're six. try and instill that wisdom at six. When your kid is omnipotent.
Still sucking his thumb.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You have to imagine. I mean, talk about spoiled kids. What if your kid just knew, like, thought he was, like, ordained by God?
Literally.
Yeah. By God!
Yes.
Spoiled brat times a billion.
Yeah.
Jesus. I can't imagine.
Wouldn't want to be that teacher.
No wonder that didn't work.
No, it's well, we still have them, though, don't
yeah,
we?
Though.
Oh, we have rich people. For sure.
Monarchs.
I mean, look at
no,
it now.
There's monarchs.
Oh, yeah, and look how that works.
Yeah.
Fucking, what was it, Prince Harry, whichever one was banging the kids on Fuck Island?
No, that was Prince Andrew, right?
Harry, Andrew, who knows the difference?
Didn't one of them, like,
leave? No, that's not one of the... Ah, dang. Oh, that's like three generations difference. You're just like, Diana's kids, they're fucking kids, right? Yeah, those guys. No. No.
I don't know. They're all the same. They're probably all fucking kids. I'm with you, Dave.
Prince John was doing it.
Well, sure.
They're all in Epstein's book.
Oh, God.
I'm sure they were. The sheriff of Nottingham, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Robin Hood's in there.
Absolutely.
I'll bet he got around. Afterwards, I mean, you had to think he was pretty popular.
Oh,
after
man.
He married that vixen.
He was riding that jet.
And Mufasa came and...
What the fuck?
Came back and proclaimed
what
him.
What is
as
happening?
At the end of that what? Movie.
Oh,
Mufasa and,
oh,
shows
when King,
up.
When King Richard comes
yeah.
back. Yeah, yeah,
Mufasa.
He's like, I'm an outlaw.
For an in-law.
Yeah. Because they forgot that they already did that joke.
Yeah. Yep.
Earlier in the movie.
It's a callback.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what a callback is. You don't just get to repeat a joke and call it a callback, Jay.
Have you watched Family Guy?
Not in a long time.
Yeah, no. I grew up. This is what happens.
Touche.
Like, I used
Touché.
To think it was the funniest shit ever, but then I got older.
Yeah.
I matured a bit and was like, yeah, it's not that funny.
Yeah. I mean, their old stuff was fine, but like, I got over it. Yeah,
exactly.
Your taste should evolve as
they
a
should.
Person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Family Guy shouldn't be the shit forever.
No.
Yeah.
Like fart jokes.
Fart
like
jokes
at some
are
point,
always
we all laughed at fart jokes until you're Jay. Jay's apparently.
I mean, it's case by case, but yeah.
case by listen, case. I'm with you on Family Guy
Jay's
not being funny
on the
anymore.
Fart jokes.
But fart jokes are always funny.
Brandon's on the fence. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Case by case.
I generally find myself opposed.
Normally, but if it's funny.
I mean, if it's good.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to feed me like some George Carlin or like a whoopee cushion, I'm just going to...
Well, yeah.
Well, nobody said you had a choice in the matter.
I'm saying.
You don't.
I'm saying. You always have a choice, Jay. This is America. This is Nottingham, Jay. And there's always a choice for the people. Be it Young Bunny or Scared Turtle.
Scared Turtle,
always...
low-key my favorite character.
He was good. Right?
Just like hiding in his shell. Like...
That's a good scene where they go and meet mm-hmm. Lady... Maid Marian.
Mary Marian.
Lady Marian. That's not a thing.
Just making characters up.
Except Maid Marian. And even Maid Marian, she's got like her hen friend, who's there's always a Maid Marian assistant,
yeah.
handmaid character.
Yes. Yeah,
handmaid, I always
yeah.
I found that a consistent, like,
I, that is true.
Character.
Almost all of them, yeah.
They play almost no yeah. important part in
it's
the story, but they're always in there.
Yeah.
Most Actually, of the stories had one.
They weren't, it wasn't in the last two that we watched at all.
In the remakes?
Wasn't in Russell Crowe, and it wasn't in the Jay's favorite movie.
2018, she didn't have a handmaiden?
No, because she was a thief.
Remember?
No. Oh, you're right.
She was
somewhere
in the
beginning. You're right.
She was, yeah.
I bet we could find her.
She's part of the revolution.
I bet she got cut. There's one scene.
Well,
I
mean,
know.
Of course,
you
had to cut everything to make that movie as glorious as it was. Right? You had to cut the extraneous characters.
Jay.
There's, oh, my God.
I agree with every decision that movie made.
Oh, Jesus.
That director did nothing wrong.
That's so sad. It's so embarrassing for
I can't
you.
Wait till we find another, like, so bad it's good movie again. That was good.
Like, I do. I want another so bad it's good yeah. movie because that movie I thoroughly enjoyed. This well, movie, I had more fun watching 2018 than I did this.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because it was so
exactly.
terrible.
No, I totally agree with you.
Well, 2018's was an extreme.
It
like,
was yeah.
like a whoa.
It was bizarrely off the wall.
I yeah. kind of agree with you.
Your call is important to us. Please hold and we will be with you as soon as possible.
Sorry, guys. We had some technical difficulties, but we're back and... Jay likes bad movies, is I think where we left off.
Pretty much. That's fair.
Yeah. That's fine. And you know what, Jay? In a way, I do agree with you because the 2018 movie was, A, it was new, and B, it was an action-packed bonanza, whatever else you want to say
yeah,
about
it. Yeah,
it
was.
So it was fun to watch, yeah. whereas this movie was more like, it was definitely geared for kids. We were not the target audience.
No.
Yeah. That being said, I thought there was some good stuff in it. It was... It didn't disappoint. It was almost exactly what I remembered. The music was good. The Oodalally song.
Yep.
All right.
Oodalally. I was like, ah, Oodalally. That's right. That's like an excited, hey, yeah, hooray.
Oodalally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because everyone says that. And that opening scene where they rob Prince John in the carriage.
Yes. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Where yeah. It's all sleight of hand and he's, mm-hmm. he's you know, doing the crystal ball and just. Mm-hmm. Robin Hood's skill is you blow smoke up everyone's ass. This whole movie.
Yeah. Oh, he's yeah. just a grifter. And the grifter.
Yeah. He's yeah. exactly what he is. And the only person who sees through him is Sir Hiss.
Yes.
And no one listens.
Nobody listens
to Sir Hiss. And then you've got, oh my God, you've got the Baloo character.
Yeah.
Who is Baloo, the same he's voice exactly as Baloo. Baloo. Yep. Like, except he's a different color for some reason.
He's Little John.
He's as Little John.
Mm-hmm. It's like a reskin. It's like Mortal Kombat, like Scorpion Sub-Zero.
That's exactly what it is.
They did. They actually recycled animatics from the Jungle Book and one other one. But they recycled them, and people thought that was a cheap move of them.
My question about Sir Hiss is, how did he get his knighthood? Right? Like, what did he do?
Service to the realm.
Service to the realm?
I think.
Or maybe just royal family, noble family.
I think nepotism, yeah. Nepotism. I think he was buddies with Prince John before he became regent.
I mean, knights, all you got to do is be good at killing people.
That's true, and snakes are good at killing people.
You get made a knight. Yeah. You know?
Sure.
I mean, maybe Prince John liked him. Maybe he did him a favor.
Hooking him up?
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't a great relationship. I don't know why he stuck around.
Yeah, right.
So yes, all he did was get abused in this movie,
beating the fuck up the entire time.
Which is what you do with a Disney. You give him a sidekick that they abuse. Like that's like Jafar and Iago.
Yep, right.
Like it's just like you need a little sidekick for them to kick
Mufasa
around.
Mufasa and the hyenas.
Yeah,
Hook and Smee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just like, that guy's a bad guy. He's even mean to people who like him.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That's how we characterize.
He kills his own men, that type of that thing.
Uh-huh.
Cheap villain move.
Yes.
This guy bad.
We call that cheap heat.
Cheap heat. Yeah.
Cheap heat.
Yeah.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a good amount of that in this movie. Because, I mean, Prince John, I mean, he's kind of he's not a lovable character, but he's just kind of like...
He's
pitiable.
Yeah.
You give him like he beats up on Sir Hiss. And
mm-hmm.
He's mean to Robin.
Which to me makes him more endearing because I hate snakes. So I was actually like, oh yeah, Prince John, do you live your best life? Beat the fuck out of that snake.
Nobody likes snakes, Jay. It's
fuck
natural.
Snakes are terrible. Yep. They're evil. They don't have souls. They steal yours when they bite you.
Wow. So you really don't like
that's
snakes?
That's science. That's not that's not a personal opinion. It's literally science.
It's literally not.
You're not reading the right books, Dave.
I don't disagree with you though. I'm down with the same witchcraft you are.
Thank you.
Snakes are evil. It's once you hone in on a snake, they're not so bad. My thing about snakes has always been you never know where they are.
Right.
They're sneaky. There could be a snake under your chair right now, wouldn't know about it.
Let's not talk about that.
I don't know. Remember that time that you told me that and then 10 minutes later we're walking through the woods and that happened
to us?
There
was a snake. Yep.
That was hilarious.
Yep. They're so still and they camouflage pretty good and they're just like, oh, sneaky snakes. Yeah, don't like them. But that's why they're villains in all movies and everything that's
typically.
Ever existed. Name a heroic snake.
Anaconda, A. John Voight.
All right, fair.
Okay, that's a one-off. Name a second heroic snake.
No, there
snake.
Isn't any, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone hates them. It's like, I don't even think there's a culture where it's like the snake.
They like deify snakes.
We love
the bad guys in Conan loved him.
The bad guys, yeah.
Yeah, the bad guys.
No.
Cobra Kai.
That's like, true. You're right. You're right.
The snakes are always bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the thing.
Purple cobras.
It's, it goes back to that fucking Garden of Eden shit.
It totally does. Something yeah, like, yeah. No, it absolutely totally
100%.
Does.
Oh, yeah.
That, and they are unsettling to us human beings. And I think.
Well, I think that's why you have the Garden of Eden.
I think we ingrained knew that they were, you know, in primitive times even, that they were poisonous to avoid
absolutely.
Them. So it's in our genetic memory, sort of.
Yeah. The Garden of Eden didn't start our hatred for snakes. Our hatred of snakes is what caused someone to write.
I was going to say, the Garden of Eden didn't exist.
Yeah. No, but somebody wrote that down, and it wasn't like after that everyone was like, "Oh, snakes are bad."
No, it was a way.
It was like, "Oh, we understand this because snakes are bad. We can understand this fairy tale.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It was so, it was relatable.
Yes,
like furries in."
Ah, Dave.
Sorry. It is a movie filled with...
Oh, it is.
Oh, this is interesting. And Christine brought this up. So, you know the scene where they're all in the woods? I know that's a great description
yeah.
for this movie.
Continue.
The Maid Marian syncs up with them and they all go back for like a party.
Yeah.
It's right. like a dance party scene.
Mm-hmm.
That scene is basically reskins of a bunch of dance scenes in various Disney movies.
That's what I was saying before. Yeah, they recycled a ton of animatics.
Oh, yeah. That scene in particular.
Yes.
Is mm-hmm. Apparently, you can go through the whole scene and like yep. parts of it from Aristocats.
And then Jungle Book was a lot as well.
Jungle Book. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Which was creative, I guess. And I guess if you don't want to pay a new choreographer.
Yeah.
I guess if you figure, like, if you're an artist and you're like, all right, we need a dance scene here. I'm not a dancer. I guess, hey, get a dancer.
Like,
in
it'd
here.
Be one thing if they used, like, if they used the same inspiration, but, like, they literally just traced over the animatics mm-hmm. from the others. Yeah. Cheap move by Disney.
Oh, absolutely.
There was an argument that I read that was like, but that really takes a long time and it's really expensive to do. And I'm like, yeah, but they still copied. Like, yeah.
All of that's true, and yeah. but it's still a cheap move. That's yeah. why it's a cheap move. Because
exactly.
It's you're cheapening it by doing that mm-hmm. because of how cheap it is.
It's like Godzilla and all the stock footage they use.
Yeah.
like in all the old movies.
Yeah. It's definitely, I mean, listen, you're making a Robin Hood movie. You're already cashing in on the Robin Hood.
Correct. Name. You're already using public domain shit anyway. Yeah. That's why there will forever be a supply of Robin Hood movies.
Yeah. Yep.
There really, really will be. We scratched the surface.
Because anyone can make.
Yeah, I know that's all we needed, but like we just scratched the surface of how many fucking Robin Hood movies there are.
We could do more.
No. No.
Because we haven't decided what we're doing next week.
We haven't. I don't even know.
So, I mean, I could come up with a couple more Robin Hood movies and I'm sure Jay would love.
No, nothing will be as... We're just going to watch 2000... I told you, we're watching 2018 again.
I think I could find another bad Robin Hood movie you'd like, Jay.
I doubt it. I really doubt it. Because I'll probably just not like it. I like 2018 because if you find me another Robin Hood movie where they're trying
they do
to
that,
do like
yeah.
something like that, yeah, then we can talk. But like... Fuck that. You're never finding that again.
I'm going to find you something better.
All right.
Better, Jay.
All right. What war will they be?
I think there's one with dragons.
No.
Yeah.
Does it have Afghanistan in it?
It has dragons, Jay.
Yeah, but is it a thinly is it a not even veiled metaphor?
I don't care what 2018 had. It did not have dragons.
Thinly veiled.
Can you imagine the director who decided dragons needed to be in his Robin Hood movie?
Probably like 2 hours and 45 minutes, and I'm probably going to hate it.
Probably. Yeah. So next week, we'll be watching that.
I don't know. We might just have to figure it out later.
We'll come up with something?
Yeah.
Are we out of movies?
No, there's just...
Are there no more remakes?
Yeah, Dave, there's no more.
We've done our
job is done. They listened. They understood. They heard all our criticisms. They stopped making them.
Wow, mission accomplished.
They stopped making them, Dave.
We did it.
Huge. Okay.
Mission accomplished.
Hey, guys, listen, this has been fun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back when they start making remakes again.
Yeah.
Job well done, guys. Wow. Yep. Good job.
We
okay.
made it.
All our work was not in vain.
So we'll see you next time. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.